The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
Bobby Lounge of his day, 50 years old, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, almost a one-trick pony in the sense that that was his big hit single, although it's been recorded many times, and that to me doesn't sound like the original version that was a hit, if you see what I mean. Nearly every track he wrote after that was based around that kind of loose I put a spell on you formula. Just get comfortable in my chair. Welcome to the programme. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 on a Saturday for the first time for ages because of the World Cup. So if you're listening on Saturday Night Live, well, welcome back to the programme in a sense. Thursday, of course, on the repeat, and then also online as a listen again with about 1,000 or so people doing that every week, and then an amazing 4,000 people subscribing as a podcast. And if you subscribe, thank you for being faithful, I guess, and not only downloading it, but listening to it every week. A plethora, what a great word, a plethora of new releases this week, including five, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all from Blues Matters. Blues Matters is a great, great magazine, and also releases records as well. And so what we're going to do is feature, I thought, shall I spread this largesse over a period of weeks? And I thought, no, why not? We'll feature all the new releases from Blues Matters, starting with the band making a debut on the programme, Memphis in the Meantime.
Wage, riffs we've all been stealing, less is always more, grooving with the
sense of fade coming on. It's getting quieter in the background. That's the band making their debut on the programme, the first of many bands appearing for the first time. Out on Blues Matters, that's their album Take Me Home, and the first track we played from it called Blues Thing, paying tribute to many of the artists who had influenced them. And we stay with the influences, stay with Blues Matters, but this time another band, the Cutlow Waterworth Band, and their new album is called King Cotton. And it's an amazing, it's, I suppose the coincidence in a way is it the Paul Waterworth was brought up in Manchester, in Lancashire, I think is be more correct, in a mill town where his father worked in the mill, and all the cotton was owned by the mill, the houses were owned by the mill, and it was almost a replication, but 1950s style, of the way that life used to be on the plantations back 60 or 70 years earlier in America. And he would see these enormous bales of cotton coming into the mill with words like Alabama and Memphis stamped on them, and his grandfather gave him a harmonica, and from that his love of the blues grew, I guess, is the press today. So making their debut on the programme, the Cutlow Waterworth Band, their album King Cotton, and this is Long Legged Woman.
the street.
Their first album. I say they, Tony Cutler and Paul Waterworth, otherwise the Cutler Waterworth Band, and that's Long Legged Woman. And from Lancashire, if we move across now to the other side of the country and take our third of the News Blues Matters releases on the programme before we, I suppose, we better head to America after this. And this band come from Grimsby. They are so young, people are just saying that in a few years' time they're going to be going down. People are going to be talking about them as Britain's best guitarist and Britain's best bassist and things. They're called The Brew. Their first album is also called The Brew. And here they are with Dear Boy.
Bye.
BBC said last year that watching them play live, they're possibly the youngest artists to be given a headline slot at the Clarence Park Free Festival. Electrifying Jimmy Page-style performance with Hendrix-inspired stunts. And on stage they do play Hendrix and Led Zeppelin too, but this is an album all of their own work. They are called The Brew, three guys from Grimsby on the east coast of England, and that's their new album on Blues Matters, and that was a track called Dear Boy. Okay, we'll put Blues Matters to one side now and come back, I think, for the final two or three towards the end of the programme. And let's go now to another new release, although the track itself is over 50 years old. Document Records have put together a great collection, 23 tracks altogether, from Little Son Jackson, which he recorded way back in 1948 through to 1950. Let's play a track from this. It's a brand new album out on Document Records, and this is called Bad Whiskey and Bad Women. It's been transcribed, I'm fairly certain, from the 78 or the 45, because if you listen carefully, you can just about hear the scratches.
Bad whiskey and bad women, oh man, about to take me down. This bad whiskey and bad women, oh man, about to take me down. I wake up in the morning and I feel like a country clown. Baby, here I stand, sloppy drunk again. Here I stand, sloppy drunk again. Yes, without your love, you know I ain't got no friend. Yes, I promise not to holler or be, but it's here. You know I promise not to holler or be, but it's here. You told me when I got drunk, oh gal, I could have my way.
Son Jackson. Volume 1 of Rocking and Rolling, therefore there's a good chance there's Volume 2 going to come out as well. Tracks he recorded back in 48 to 50, and that's Bad Whiskey and Bad Women. Most of the work on the album is either unidentified, in traditional in other words, or his own work, or occasionally from people like Big Bill Brunsey, etc. Okay, should we change things altogether now and play an album we've had for a while and played many of the tracks from it? Dr. John, his album from 2.5-3 years ago, New Orleans, Dis Dat and Dudder.
Coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Say one to the other, now listen, you two. There's a certain rumor that can't be true. That man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace.
Just signify.
No monkey ever deserted his wife, starve a baby, and rent her life. Know a mother monk to leave her babies with others to bunk.
Abuse.
Pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother.
Confused.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree.
Possession, my friend.
And let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all the other monkeys to come and taste. What if I put a fence around this tree? Starvation would force you to steal from me. The monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stoop. Use a gun, a club or a knife to take another monkey's life. Yeah, man descended the worthless bone, but brothers from us, he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Monkey speaks his mind. Dr. John Norlin's Dis Dat and the Udder from 2004. And that one is simply called The Monkey, featuring Eddie Bowe and Dave Bartholomew as well. And it's a really, really fun album. I think we've played almost every track from that since it first came out. On to some of the emails that came in. Actually, a lot of bands have made contact this week, and I've noticed that's also happening on some of the other blues shows available on the internet. I'm listening to the other programmes, which is part of my required weekly listening anyway. It seems we're all getting a big influx in new listeners and also new bands finding their way to the website and to the programme too. And so I've sort of replied to all the people who have made contact, but we should be getting stuff soon in the post from bands like the Smokehouse Ramblers, because Tim made contact with me. Now, I think you're in California. Now, why am I saying that? I'm just trying to scan read your email here, but thanks for your kind comments. And also the Nervous Fellas, we'll be getting some stuff from them as well. And there's a forum which I've been invited to join, but I've just been so hectically busy, I haven't had a chance. But it's all about blues and blues related things. It's called the Blind Man's Blues Forum, and it's at blindman.forumshoster.com. but if that's too much, don't worry, I'll put a link on the program notes themselves. And as always, you'll find that at bfbs.com/R&B, and that's also where you'll find the email address, links to all the artists and everything else you need to know. Here's a band that were live in the studio here about 4 months ago. Let's go back to their album, which they just were touring with at the time. Ainsley Lister, Eha Littinen and Ian Parker, the album Pilgrimage, the band collectively, the three of them, Blues Caravan. Here they are with a track written by Eha, and they did live on the day. It's called Dreamland Blues.
Is it rolling?
Don't waste your day by
And they did it live. It was very, very different. But that kind of, that's not unsurprising in a way when you consider they record the album and then they go out and promote the album and playing the numbers on stage night after night. Obviously, they alter and change and become a little bit varied. But that's Ainsley, Eha and Ian, collectively Blues Caravan, and the album Pilgrimage. And they've got a DVD out of them doing the album on stage. And I haven't got it yet. I got a call from a friend saying, I've just bought the Pilgrimage DVD and you're on it. And I said, no, I can't be. Actually, I wasn't there during any of the recordings. And they said, no, but your interview with them on BFBS is on it. So I'm hoping Roof Records. Thomas, if you're listening, can you send me the DVD? Because it's actually, I'd like to hear the interview. It's very sweet of you to put it on the DVD. So you get not only the live stage performance, but you also get the interview they did while they were here and on the programme on The Raven and the Blues. I've been doing gold, for those of you who listen to BFBS through the day as well. I've been doing gold this last 3 weeks and 2 more weeks to go. It's been fun to do, but it's a mixture, obviously, of all types of music. music from the 60s through to the middle 90s. And I've noticed it's really quite surprising the number of really fine blues and rhythm and blues numbers that have made their ways onto adverts and then have been reissued and made the charts and actually done rather well for them. And let's hope this happens with this next one, because this is an original gospel classic recorded back in 1944 by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And it's now out for an Alfa Romeo advert, and it's been remixed. Listen to what it sounds like, and we'll tell you more later.
I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man.
Well, as you can imagine, as you can hear, very, very different from the original. Actually, can I do the original? Yes, I can. Just bear with me a second. Let's go track three. This is the original. Come on, you can do it. Come on.
I have a question to ask you. Want you to tell me if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me, oh, tell me, please tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of man. I often read the scripture, read it in different places. Haven't found anybody to tell me just what is the soul of man.
So you can hear the difference. They've added this sort of bass and drums track to it, which some people, I think Cliff actually, because I know that Cliff up in Loughborough likes Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And anyway, it's been reworked by this guy called Cherry Sheriff. It's being used in the Alfa Romeo car advert, and it's going to be happening all across the UK, TV and cinemas as well. And it would be really, really fine if that actually made the charts. I mean, it's a little bit sacrilegious in a way, but at the same time, it does give it a kind of different sort of life. Let me know if you have any thoughts. dave.raven@bfbs.com.
Well, up for me no more. No, no, you don't love for me no more. Throw my rags out of the window and down the road I go. I took you from the country and I brought you to the town. You say you don't love me, you're gonna put me down, but no, you don't love for me no more. Throw my rags out of the window and down the road I go. Show, Natalie, you come first. We want to thank you for your wonderful cooperation on recording a live album right here. Well, that's what we try to do. And y'all did a beautiful job, all of you. It'll be October before I can get back. Yeah. Got to go back east. I wish I could take everybody from San Francisco with me. I wish I could. Mighty, mighty groovy people. Mighty groovy people. Now, I'm going to plant you now and dig you later, Gator. I ain't going to quit you. I'm just going to put you down for a while, okay? Can you dig it? I'm pretty sure when we come back, we'll be in the new beautiful club. You know, it's a swinging thing, they tell me. I've never been there. It says out of sight. But I got to go over the pond, you know, over in Jimi Hendrix's territory. Over in England, you know. But I think he and I both is going to return back to San Francisco. Do a swinging thing. That's all for me. I'm gonna hit this high. Got a long ways to go. But keep me in your memories, because I will return, just like Frank James, you know. I will return, don't worry. Wanted me, and every word was true. You acted so funny lately. I wonder what's wrong with you, but no, you don't love for me no more. Throw my rags out of the window, and down the road I go.
He closed the set with his very first live album, recorded on Thursday the 27th of June, 38 years ago in 1968, produced by Booker T and the MGs' drummer Al Jackson, who had been playing there a couple of nights before with Booker T and the MGs, and that's the great Albert King. The album is called, because it was recorded on a Thursday night at San Francisco, it's actually that's what it's called, at the Fillmore Auditorium, which is odd in a way because the Fillmore was renowned for all its hippies and things, and it must have been odd to have Albert King, really fine, straight up and down blues guy, playing in what was a fairly hippie and sort of light show type establishment, but a really good album. Reissued again about 2 or 3 years ago, I guess, and remastered in 20... Is it 48-bit or not? I've got no idea what these things mean. I probably should. 24-bit glorious stereo. Albert King, anyway. Live in San Francisco. Back to Blues Matters and their plethora of new releases. Here is somebody else making his first time on the programme, Sean Webster. Thank you.
someone, set them free. That's what stories say to do. If they come back again, it was meant to be. And if they don't, you know you're through. But there's no getting over you. If you love someone, you know the way I do. Hold them tight and don't let go. To set them free and don't be a fool. You will never understand. You will never understand. You will never understand. Why they slip right through.
A great voice. Sean Webster. The album is called If Only, and that's out again on Blues Matters, not only a record company, but also, I suppose, more importantly, and originally, a magazine, and still a magazine, and a really good one too. And the links to Blues Matters and everybody from that label will be on the Raven and the Blues site, and you can subscribe and get your own copy too. We've played last week and the week before a compilation album put together by fine Chicago blues guitarist Steve Arvey, which he put together for a magazine in America. And it's a compilation which he kind of, I suppose, kind of chose in a way for the magazine. And it's obviously a happening trend because not a magazine this time, but a record company, Document Records, the boss of Document, Gillian Atkinson, asked John Mayall to put together an album of boogie-woogie influential pianists who had influenced him over the years. And as the, I was going to say, the grandfather of English rhythm and blues, I suppose that tribute, that title probably goes to the late Alexis Corner. What's John Mayall? He's just the granddaddy. I don't know. Anyway, he's put together 22 great boogie-woogie tracks from the 1920s through to the 1960s. We'll feature it a lot because, really, it is the beginning of boogie-woogie from the very first one of, I would say, Cow Cow Davenport with Cow Cow Blues, but all the way through. I thought the one we'd feature, first of all, from the album comes from somebody who gets mentioned a lot when they talk about fine boogie-woogie pianists, and that's Albert Ammons. This one is Bass Going Crazy.
Thank you.
One of the first 78 Boogie Woogie records that John Mayall ever bought. It's Albert Ammons, taken from the album Picking the Blues. And it's just a great collection of Boogie Woogie pioneers. And that is called Bass Going Crazy. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues. A quick mention really to the people who are new on the Frapper map. That's Paul Wright in Solihull. Rich W. in Short Hills, New Jersey. Jim Vishut in California, in Sonoma, where the wine comes from. Ian in London. And also Chris Booth in Great Malvern as well in the UK. Thanks for putting your pins on the map. You'll find the pin details at bfps.com/R&B and a chance to put your pin on the map. Let's close with Chris Rea. I featured him last week on the Gold programme because he was our great Brit, and I decided that I should really feature him again this week, really. From his Dancing Down the Stony Road album, let's close with a little bit of gospel. Whatever your plans are for the next 7 days, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a week's time. This is called When the Good Lord Talked to Jesus. Bye-bye.
Is it something that I'm needing? Is it something that I fear? Am I chasing or am I running? Do I want it to be here? So strap your scars up and pull your belt in tight. Tell yourself it's worth the pain to let something in your pocket that you never felt again. Right on. Looking out for what's missing inside. You can scream and shout, yeah, but you never ever hide. Oh no. So strap your scars up and pull your belt in tight. And tell yourself it's worth the pain to let something in your pocket ain't never fell again.